So Srila Guru Maharaj once said, not knowing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu is like not knowing who your mother is. What does that mean? It means foundational. Without a strong foundation, nothing will stand. We see when on the new temple, for the longest time, they were digging down deep holes. We might think, when are they going to start the real work? That is the beginning of the real work. That's the beginning of it. They have to dig very deep. And then from that depth, then they put in the piles, the corners, the pillars, upon which the superstructure will be built. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he's comparing the position of Nityananda Prabhu to that. That's why he is also described as the general representation of Guru. Again, foundation, without a strong foundation, whatever is built upon that, however elaborate it might be, it will fall and crumble. So the foundation has to be strong. And once that is established, then you can build something very substantial on that. On the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, substantial Krishna conception can be built. Therefore, Nartam Thakur is saying in the beginning of this song, Heno nitai bine bai radha krishna paite nai. And nitai koruna habe brajje radha krishna pabe. What Narottam, who's the identified Sri Rupa, the primacy of the position of Srila Rupa Goswami, why so much talk about the grace of Nityananda? And in connection with Radha and Krishna, why is he speaking like that? He's saying, without the grace of Nityananda, you can't enter Vrindavan. Without the grace of Nityananda, without his compassion and mercy, you won't get a substantial connection with Radha and Krishna. That comes from Narottam Thakur himself. And he's echoing the sentiments of what have been expressed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam. As recently on the Basant Panchami, we celebrated the appearance of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu. He's the Prayojan Tattva Acharya in the Rupanuga line. And his own story is given as an example of only by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu can you enter into that confidential zone. Because we know, despite all his sincerity, the depth of his conviction, his unparalleled qualifications, for some inexplicable reason, he could not join in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna. Right? But when he, after we talk, he hears that Nityananda Prabhu is nearby in Panihati with all of his associates. As Guru said, that vagabond Nityananda, the avadut, the unorthodox, unpredictable Nityananda Prabhu, he's nearby with his group of eccentrics. And when Raghunath Das goes there, then he gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Then we're told, quickly he achieves the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And he's given entrance into that confidential zone. After he gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then somehow everything in his life is arranged in such a way as he can pursue Krishna consciousness to his heart's desire. And it's Kaviraj Goswami who gives himself as an example. Although he is shy and hesitant to do so, he doesn't want to self-glorify. that's against Vaishnava culture. He's saying, but I would be remiss on my part not to say something about the glories and the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And how did he get that? By this critical point of understanding the primacy of the position of the devotee over the Lord himself. That's the hallmark or distinguishing factor about Krishna consciousness. The only religion where the devotee is in the most exalted position. So we know he chastises his brother for doing what? Ignoring the representative of Nityananda Prabhu, who at the time was Abhiram Thakur. Right? Abhiram Thakur, Meenakethan Aram. I'm seeing Abhiram there and thinking like that. So, yes, Meenakethan Aram. He comes and what are we told? He thinks, I'm with the deity and the deity is directly Krishna. Right? Sakshad Vrajanda Nandana Hari. And someone is, so on the plea that I'm doing something superior, he did not properly receive the devotee. Then he was chastised by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who said, your thinking is fallacious. This is fallacious logic. And nyaya, the Sanskrit logic shastra, Ardha Kukhiya Nyai, half a hen. You like the part that lays the egg, but you don't want to feed the mouth. This is suicidal. It's flawed logic. So he chastised him, and that man, we're told, due to this event, he fell down in time. But that evening, in a dream, Nityananda Ram appeared to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and we're told he's there, dressed very beautifully, his lotus mouth ornamented with betel, and he's swaying back and forth in a deep mood of Krishna prema, chanting, you know, Krishna, 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 and there's bumblebees surrounding the honey nectar emanating from his lotus feet, and his associates are there. And he says, you know, Krishna Das, now you can enter Vrindavan. Now you go to Vrindavan and you'll get everything there. And Kaviraj Goswami is saying, whatever I'm giving to you now, ultimately it's the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise, none of this would be possible. You could say my book is primarily about the internal aspect of Sri Chaitanya Dev, and it is. Radha, Bhava, Duti, Subalita. But Krishnadas is saying in the beginning, at the onset, that but none of this would be accessible if not for the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Such confidential things. And then he says that Preme Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar Utam Adam Kichu Nakore Vichar. Kichu Nakore Vichar. Saying, what type of avatar should we conceive of Nityananda? We hear there's so many avatars. Right? Yesterday, Varaha Dev. Varaha Avatar descended like Paritranaya, you know, to save the earth. That's generally avataric job description. Save the conditioned soul, save the earth, descend in that way. Varahadev, with his tusk, lifted the earth from the nether regions. Another time, dueled with Hiranyaksha. And even Krishna lifted Kubja, some parallel we can see there. She's bent over due to the heavy burden. She's Bhu Shakti, the earth. Is in a crouched position due to the weight of these sinners. So the Lord descends these different avatars, and they're identified, the uniqueness of their pastimes, their lila, and it's all wonderful and extraordinary. Each time, some very unique and sweet, enchanting pastime. Varaha, Nisringa, Kurma, Vama, etc. But what type of avatar is Nityananda? You know, the Kripa avatar to make in a more concentrated way. He is mercy personified, descended into this world. That's how we should understand who is Nityananda Prabhu. And what is his modus operandi? Preme mata Nityananda. He's totally maddened and intoxicated with Krishna prema. And that's a good thing. Why? Because in the madness of his Krishna premic intoxication, he makes no distinction between who is qualified and who is not qualified to receive this divine. That's why it's very good that he is maddened with that intoxication, because he's not noticing how unqualified we are. What are our defects and deficiencies? No such consider. That's what means utam. Utam means someone's very, very high. Some Adam, the lowest, not Nityananda Prabhu's concern. Just he, out of his ever expanding compassionate heart, he wants to extend this to others. Right? So he's approaching even the most fallen and tolerating everything, as he did with Jagai and Madhai. Mahaprabhu lost his temper when he saw what had been done to Nityananda. But Nityananda, very clever, because Jagai and Madhai, when Mahaprabhu's come, he's going to strike both of them, he's saying, oh no, but Madhai, he stopped him from hurting me further. Oh, you save my Nityananda? Then immediately he's giving himself to him. And later, Jagai, it's all worked out. But how? As soon as he heard that he had some favor for Nityananda, then Mahaprabhu totally changed his mood toward him. Oh, my beloved Nityananda, my most dear Nityananda, you protected me, Tai. Oh, I must give myself to you. So that Nityananda Guru Maharaj is saying that, and like, the Kaviraj Goswami is saying, and the madness of this, like the intoxicated person, who they want everyone to have a drink of what they're drinking, right? They're saying, what I'm drinking, give that to everyone, freely. They want you to also be in the same state of intoxication as they are. Something like that. Nityananda's madly intoxicated with the Krishna prema. I want everyone to be drinking this divine nectarine substance. To what degree? He's going door to door, falling on his hands and knees, pleading, begging with people to accept us. And he's willing to tolerate any abuse and the process. So that Nityananda, who Mahaprabhu indicates in the Chaitanya Bhagavad in his pastime, when, who was it, Srivas Thakur, perhaps, someone came and gave their dandavats first to Nimai Pandit, to Mahaprabhu. By then he was Mahaprabhu. And he corrected them, expressed his displeasure and corrected them and said, no, you don't understand who Nityananda is. And if he detect any less thinking of Nityananda, they're dismissed from being, you cannot have a substantial relationship with Mahaprabhu. So the next time that the devotee came, he first gave his dandavats to Nityananda and then approached Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was very happy about that. And Sachi Mata treated him like her own son, because he is. Sachi Mata is Yashoda. Krishna and Balaram are like her sons, really, substantially. So when Nitai would come to the house of Sachi Mata, she's very happily cooking many different things. It was Nityananda who came after Mahaprabhu Sanyas saying that the devotees don't despair. Advaita was going to commit suicide. saying, don't, no, no, everyone, we're soon. Nimai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he'll be at the house of Advaita in Shantipur. Happily, let us all go there. Then Sachimata broke her fast, began cooking and feeding Nityananda and all the devotees and preparing for that meeting at the house of Advaita, where she asked the devotees, please, I know you all want to make invitations. As long as you'll get to see him again, I won't. Let me cook for Goran Nitai every day. And the devotees happily agreed to that. So, Guru Maharaj, we know he's always saying, you can hear on the tapes him going, you know, Nitai, 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 dial Nitai, dial Nitai, Nitai Gaur Haribol, Nitai, I like this one, he says, Nitai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Srivas. I've only heard that from Guru Maharaj. Nitai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Srivas. And the boy Gadadhar and Abhavya, he wrote that very beautifully in Russian script. I have it up on my altar. Nitai Gaur Gadat, because it's not, there's like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, that's part of the Panchatattva's eternal paraphernalia. But very beautiful, Guru Maharaj saying, Nitai Gaur Gadat Hara Dvaita Srivas.
It's a beautiful tune.
Yes. So, Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj once said, everyone knows that Guru Maharaj is Rupa Goswami's man. Like that. Meaning the mystic power transmission from Saraswati Thakur to Srila Guru Maharaj and the Rupa Nuga line. Saying, so everyone knows he's Rupa Goswami's man. Why he's always praising Nityananda and begging for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And Guru Maharaj himself said this, that in expressing Krishna consciousness, because it is the highest thing. And sometimes in expressing such high things, maybe we didn't express it perfectly, or we might have committed some fault in handling these higher subject matters. He said, so I always take the name of Nityananda and with the intention of restoring myself to my former safe position. And he said, he used the word fresh. We might say like reboot. By taking the name of Nityananda, it's a fresh start. Right? Because maybe some error we made along the way somewhere, we prayed to Nityananda repeatedly for a fresh start in Krishna consciousness. And we always advise that when someone is in a damaged position, or they feel they're lamenting that they've somehow gone off, if they pray to Nityananda Prabhu, always he will be merciful and give some flow of mercy to that person to bring them back on course to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. So he waited patiently, sometimes impatiently, for Mahaprabhu to begin his preaching pastimes. He couldn't wait to bide his time. We know he appeared in Eka Chakra, Virachandrapur, and was the not only the life and soul of Hadai Pandit, his father, and Padmavati, his mother, but everyone there, all the families, all the children. He organized the children and their play. They play Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, many different pastimes. But we're told the sannyasi came. Some say Madhavendra Puri, but a sannyasi came, and the family was gracious and gave them some, you know, him lodging, food, and everything. And they're custom is whatever is asked, you give that. Whatever is asked. There's nothing that such a personality could not ask for that you would not give. That's off limits. So Mars, anything else we can, you know, offer you? And he's saying, well, you know, I'm older and I don't have a good traveling companion. I could use a brahmachari assistant. And I'm thinking that boy of yours, Nitai, he's so charming and he would be the perfect traveling companion for me. And although it's heart-shattering, heartbreaking, Padmavati in the next room, Hadai Pandit agreed. We can't understand it. We only with the help of Yoga Maya can we possibly digest this. To what will kill him, he has agreed. To what will certainly be the end of the life of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, he's agreed to that. So Yoga Maya, Leela Shakti, to do what? Bahi Vishajalahoi Bhitore Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. To plunge the heart into the depths of separation where the most extraordinary quality and quantity of Krishna Prem is generated. Only can we digest it in that way. And we're told, they take Nityananda, Hadai Pandit, I don't believe, he moved for 10 days. Didn't eat for months. Cried a pond of tears. What is the place? Hadai Kunda?
Yes.
A pond formed from the tears of Hadai Pandit to part with Nityananda. And what to speak of Padmavati? And Gurudev had so much love for Nityananda. Sometimes he would talk about what Nityananda would eat for breakfast. And I thought, how does Gurudev know what Nityananda eats for breakfast? But somehow he knew. And we were introducing one devotee to Guru and to our group at the time. And it was very special if you could then take lunch with Srila Gurudev. And so we're there, you know, with that Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami. And Gurudev was tasting this one preparation and said, how do you like this? And they were saying, they didn't express so much appreciation for that, but for something else. And then Gurudev was like offended and he said, that is the favorite preparation of Hadai Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu's father. So everything's there to teach us something. But I witnessed, I thought, oh, how his heart is hurt that you don't appreciate this preparation that is favorite to Hadai Pandit, who's Nityananda. Then how much love and affection Srila Govinda Maharaj has for Nityananda Prabhu. Little events, pastimes of his divine grace give some indication to that. He would sometimes give a donation. This man and Gurudev, I'm just telling you what Gurudev said. He said, he could dance like Nityananda Prabhu. So on some special days like this, Gurudev would allow him to come. He would sing and dance, give something, a little prasad, something. Vagabond type person. But Gurudev said, he could dance similar to Nityananda Prabhu. What is that? We can only imagine in the deep heart's core. So, he's the premier, the general of Mahaprabhu, and I'm going to conclude here and then Maharaj will speak. He got the order from Mahaprabhu. You go to Bengal, as Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, and everyone we know who knows anything about Bengali said, Bengalis, remember, they said, the Bengalis are a hard nut to crack. So it required some special extra mercy, the Nityananda program, Guru Maharaj would sometimes say, Swami Maharaj is emphasizing Nityananda for the Western world. Nitai's mercy. Because of that big ego. Anyway, he sent Nityananda to Bengal saying, you know, Amar Gai Guru Hayatari Desh Jari Dakotari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Tell them about Krishna. Chant Krishna Nam. Everything. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Nityananda goes to Bengal. What? Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangir Nam. Worship Gauranga. Take the name of Gauranga. I'm pleading with you. I'm falling at your feet. You'll get everything by coming in connection with the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And I said, why? Because he knows who... Did he violate the order of Mahaprabhu? No. He knows how to get a substantial connection there. Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi ta tat ta tot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam bhoja sudambu rasi. Exactly in the same sentiments as expressed by Narottam. Fully concentrating on the service of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, what will be the consequence of that? Automatically, subconsciously, deep from within the core of the heart, Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi begins to flow. So therefore, Guru Maharaj would say, Nityananda is to bring you in connection with Gauranga, Gauranga with the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. So on this day, we're given the opportunity to praise Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Avadhut Maharaj. Well, praise Nityananda, tell us something of his glory. He has the name Avadhut.
Do we have evening program tonight? Evening talk?
Yes. You can give Russian, or you want to speak in Russian now is also possible. It's your choice.
I should say something in Russian.
Yeah, you could. I just spoke in English extensively.
Obviously, in a short way. Ну, мы все знаем, что сегодня день явления Нитьянанды Прабху. И мы можем задать вопрос, столько много великих дней и праздников, как это связано конкретно с нами? Мы можем сказать, что день явления Нитьянанды Прабху – это очень наш народный праздник, потому что Нитьянанда Прабху пришел, чтобы дать самое высшее учение Махапрабху о божественной любви, Радхе и Кришне, самым падшим душам. И если у кого-то есть сомнение, что он падшая душа, то, может быть, он просто недостаточно, так сказать, прошел путь самопостижения, самореализации. Мы действительно падшие души Кали-юги. Многие люди в материальном мире говорят: я счастлив здесь. Ну, некоторые обитатели тюрьмы, которые получили пожизненное заключение вечное или родились в тюрьме, могут сказать: я здесь счастлив, меня здесь кормят, у меня здесь есть где жить, где спать. Но чтобы понять, до какой степени счастье или несчастье – это субъективные вещи, нужно понять, а что же лежит за пределами нашего бренного мира. И если мы увидим, что за пределами нашего бренного мира лежит мир любви, красоты и гармонии, к которому стремится каждое живое существо, но в силу тех или иных анади, бахирмукка, неудачных своих потуг душа оказалась в мире материи, вот уже миллиарды жизней мы рождаемся бедными, богатыми, богами, демонами, да, там, религиозными или там, неверующими. Но так или иначе, вся эта карма продолжает нас, так сказать, крутить, как в стиральной машине по круговороту рождения и смертей, поэтому иногда мы поднимаемся до высших планет, и, так сказать, такой дауншифтинг, да, как люди приезжают в Таиланд, они начинают деградировать, и также на высших планетах люди попадают, живые существа попадают на высшие планеты, там вроде все есть, и Вишну можно поклоняться, но природа живого существа состоит в том, что чтобы он не обрел, его вожделение, гордыня, так сказать, увеличивается таким образом, опять спускается до патала локи, до низших форм жизни. И поэтому писания говорят, что живое существо может освободиться от материи только по великой милости, милости преданного. Но когда мы говорим о том, кто же есть идеальный преданный, мы понимаем, что это Господь. И Господь как проявление Нитянанды Прабху. Есть Кришна Баларам, да? Альтер-эго Кришна. Если Кришна – это источник преданности, то так же, как и Радхарани, Нитянанда Прабху – это воплощение служения, самопредания. Поэтому Ади-гуру – изначальный гуру. Тот, кто является изначальным гуру, и изначальный гуру не приходит и не говорит тебе: «О, ну ты готов поступить в университет или не готов?» Изначальный гуру приходит и протягивает нам руку и вытаскивает нас из той грязи материального существования, в котором мы застряли. Поэтому Нитянанда Прабху, он тот самый изначальный гуру, проявляя милость которого, а милость, она, так сказать, выше справедливости. Да? Справедливость – это уровни, ограничения, кто достоин, кто недостоин. Но когда приходит огромная личность, которая обладает великой милостью, она дает нам милость без ограничений. Да? Поэтому без Махапрабху, без Нитянанды Прабху, нишествие Махапрабху не было бы полным. I say, without Nitanda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu descent would not be full and complete. Yeah. Actually, it would happen, but it would never be extended to all living entities.
Yeah.
Such as...
It would be private.
Yes, it would be like something different, actually.
Exclusive.
И поэтому, поскольку мы с вами знаем, что Nitanda Prabhu является не только олицетворением Биру, милости, воплощением изначального духовного учителя. Он также играет удивительную роль в лиле. Во-первых, его окружение. Ну, наверное, мы об этом поговорим позже сегодня на программе, чтобы Махараджа не держать. Я просто хотел сказать, что... I will give evening time lecture in Russian, because mm-hmm. I can speak long time. As, yeah. as we know, we need to be more conclusive at this very moment. To celebrate.
And Russian language has 8 cases.
Yes. Anyway, so to complete what you've said, I will say also a couple of words in English. Поэтому, наверное, сегодня вечером на программе мы можем говорить больше о Нитянанде Прабху, его жизни, биографии, его деяниях. Шрила Госвами Махарадж, он упомянул Шрилу Говинду Махараджа как человека, у которого в сердце была невероятная любовь к Нитянанде Прабху. И это, ну, это не какая-то любовь, там, бенгальские жители могут кричать там «Ки-джай, Махапрабху», и при этом жить абсолютно своей жизнью. Если вы поедете в Бенгал, любой даже атеист будет вам говорить, что он любит читание Махапрабху и знает, что он такой. Но это другая любовь была. Это была духовная любовь, которую получила своего гуру как награду. И what I'm trying to say is Srila Govinda Maharaj had this love for Nitananda Prabhu, but it was not some kind of a Bengali nationalistic, you know, right. like, oh, we love Pushkin because he's saying, right. yesterday we were watching Pushkin's story, mm-hmm. which is quite crazy. But what I'm trying to say, like, people have some superficial appreciation for Mahaprabhu. If you go to Bengal, anybody can say Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai.
Yeah.
But what do they know about Nitai? What is their connection with Nitai?
Yeah.
So Srila Gurudev had this exclusive love, which was a great gift from his guru and, you know, his previous lives, we can say, because we cannot say you can have devotion one life. Devotee must be devotion, substantial devotion, it goes beyond time and circumstance. So as we can see, our gurus, our devotees, they're representing that plane of consciousness. Because we would say, well, who can impersonate Nitananda Prabhu today? Who can extend? Otherwise it's like a legend or a dream, or it was sometimes back then. Actually, when we asked Gurudev about this, he said, like, very interestingly, we say, why was such a previously great devotees in previous time, and why there's not such devotees now? And Gurudev, you know, give interesting answers. He would explain that, well, first of all, they're eternal associates. We know if there's some great devotee came to this world, it's not something he obtained in one life and, you know, one sadhana life. We know if there's some substantial devotion manifest in somebody's heart, that means two things: whether he is descend from another plane or he's a servant, somebody who descend from another plane. So as we can understand, Nityananda Prabhu, is a personal descent from world of Krishna, but what is his acting? His acting is like Bhaja Gaurangi, Kaha Gaurangi, Laha Gaurangi. Now he's a supporter of Mahaprabhu. And he's telling you, if you just accept Mahaprabhu without even understanding who Mahaprabhu is, because he understands, like, you don't know who Mahaprabhu is. You might be think he's sannyasi, you might be think he's a great scholar. You maybe think he's a devotee even. But you don't understand, he's Krishna himself who carries sentiments of Radharani, which basically Nityananda Prabhu understands. Nobody knows anything about what it is, except him. But the question is, how does he know? Because Nityananda doesn't have an entrance in Madhurya pastimes. We know actually it's not true. We know he, as Ananga Manjari, he's entering Krishna pastimes.
Right. Radharani's little sister.
Right. As a Radharani's little sister.
That's the appropriate way to participate.
He has an incredible entrance into Krishna and Radha pastimes because as a Manjari, not Saki, as a Manjari, he's carrying very confidential service even then. So Nityananda Prabhu has incredible understanding of what it's all about. That's why he's focused like, okay, you just worship Gauranga, you know, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga. You know, like Guru Maharaj said, get in the right train and sometime you'll discover yourself in some incredible place. So Mahaprabhu is pushing everybody into Nityananda Prabhu is pushing everybody to Mahaprabhu train eventually. If you're in this train and you have enough fortune not to fall off the train or not to get out of the train, early stop, just remain in the train and you'll be totally fine. What will be exposed to you is something you can't even imagine. Because, see, in this world, we have some measurements for wealth and enjoyment. But we know none of it's actually... Why they're rejecting the wealth and enjoyment of senses? We think, oh, it's so great to be wealthy, you know, so great to have pleasing, to please the senses. But actually, he says, nothing to do, nothing even close to the real wealth of Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan, and nothing to do is with the real pleasure of service and love dedication. As Maharaj were saying that cow, even by licking that cow. It can feel, that calf, it can feel some, you know, love and deliver milk. What to speak about? So basically, we're like cows in this world. We're trying to lick something dead, and we think that is very nice. But Nityananda Prabhu is explaining us something living. This prapana jivanamritam, as Guru Maharaj said, that eternal, always increasing, and dynamic bliss, which we, you know, trying to connect in this world with everything we're trying to do.
Yeah,
it doesn't, and it does And to the end of the story, it doesn't feel like we have so much test from spiritual life, but we also realize that spiritual life is something important. Why do we realize that? See, otherwise, like, we're not maybe having, like, most spiritual taste at the moment, but why do we realize that we should not give up this? You know, why would you stick with something that you don't really understand, but you can't give up? Well, this is very important because of the mercy. So maybe we cannot understand Nityananda Prabhu, but Nityananda Prabhu is not going to give us up easier. You know? It's just like a coward man, like a cows and calves. Maybe some cow can run away, but, you know, he's trying to bring it back to the family, and he's trying to see, oh, this cow is very stupid. He's always trying to run away somewhere. But let me help this cow. Let me bring this cow to the family. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's a gauche. And his jokes are incredible. And, you know, he's a very... Actually, his jokes are a little bit gross, but they're also sweet because they're very direct. So that's why Nityananda Prabhu is like a coward man. And we're like, you know, trying to be like a big, big tribe of cows. And he's trying to lead us in the proper direction, bring us home by evening, you know. Although we're trying to get lost. So anyway, tonight we'll speak more about Nityananda Prabhu because his pastimes is incredibly sweet, and they are actually extraordinary. Like one of his associates, Abhiram Thakur, he would had a weep, Jai Mangal, anybody he weep, get a Krishna Pram. Another person had a flute of like bamboo flute of like 6 meters. Can you imagine a flute of 6 meters, like a bamboo stick, and and you play music on that? That's kind of like often. this is a flute even Krishna haven't seen. So this kind of mad coward boys, because in the spiritual world, they're his assistants. So they're also his assistants in this world, and they're coming to preach. And they're preaching. Their methods are not very orthodoxy, but when Radhanath Das Goswami saw Nityananda Prabhu and his group, he was super bewildered, and the proposal was like this: you feed these guys, you in a tribe. And as Govinda Maharaj sometimes say, Nityananda Prabhu could take like 60 kilos of bananas in the morning. So it was like a cheap rice festival. Then Radhanath Das Goswami took all his jewelry, everything, you know, pay for like a huge feast. And then he saw this feast and he participated. And you can imagine Nityananda Prabhu and his associates eating.
First and Mahaprabhu of all, came.
Yeah, first of all, like how much they can eat. That's incredible, because they're like, they can eat universe. Second of all, they ate everything in local, like there was like no sweet shops. And like, you know, 20 kilometers, the whole sweets were eaten. And second of all is like, by just watching these devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami got liberated from material existence. So just by hearing about all these amazing, incredible things, if some little taste and some little mercy will come to our heart, then we can appreciate. Otherwise, it's impossible to try to conceive this with your own mind. Like your own mind is only has measurements, which cannot be used in any of the Krishna consciousness. So, Gyani Prayasnuda Pasya, by grace of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj, you know, there's few books came. And Govinda Maharaj, who did Nityananda Charitamrita here, not only loved Nityananda Prabhu, he had to many times express his feelings about, which came in this small book. It's in Russian available. I hope you guys read it. And then maybe some, you know, taste of appreciation will come to you. Eventually, it's not going to come immediately. Don't think like the highest taste is like if you go after high music or high art, you have to know something about music and art. Otherwise, you won't get it. You have to be around some connoisseurs, some critiques, some people who can explain you why this art is great and why this art is not. So Krishna consciousness is the highest form of spiritual consciousness. That's why it's not easy to explain, to be realized by mortals. You know, mortals means they have everything like in limited judgment. And every judgment here is unlimited. So it's only by grace can be realized. And thanks God and us, we have Nityananda Prabhu, who's making a big hashtag, whatever. Because all these things, like, you need to be around, come back and go, like especially Eka Chakra story. It's so beautiful, and it begins from a very, very long time. So we'll talk about that tonight.